Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Haley Heinzel, the 77th Alice in Dairyland, is in the studio today with us. And it's so nice to meet you, Haley.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we said farewell to Ashley Hageno, who is the 76th Alice. We said so long to her, but she assured us that we were going to be in good hands with our next Alice.
I sure hope so. I have some big shoes to fill, but thankfully, I have 76 other great role models to look up to.
Absolutely. Growing up, did you know a lot about Alice in Dairyland and that program?
Not at all. So I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and like many of our listeners, I did not grow up on a farm, actually. I'm not the first Alice to do so, but I am the first one in quite some time. I really noticed a disconnect with my food and kind of wondering where my food came from, and that curiosity is really what fuels my passion and drives my passion for agriculture. In 2018, I joined FFA, the Future Farmers of America, and milked a cow for the very first time. And that is what really set my life towards learning everything I can about the agriculture industry. 6 years later, I'm still continuing to learn something new every time I step onto a farm. About 2 years ago is actually when I found out about the Alice in Dairyland program. I was working at the Wisconsin State Fair, sharing all about our state's 45.6 billion-dollar dairy industry when I got to meet 75th Alice in Dairyland, Taylor Schaefer. We milked cows together on the news, and I just fell in love and thought she had the coolest job I'd ever seen. And I spent the next 2 years learning all about what it means to be Alice. And then in May, I was selected to be the 77th Alice this year.
When you're milking cows, were you milking by hand then?
So there are parts of the process that are done by hand, but the majority of the work is done by a machine, thankfully.
Oh, that's awesome. So then tell us a little bit about your background in high school. Are you involved in a lot of extracurriculars?
So I was mainly involved in the Future Farmers of America. I served as our chapter's historian and reporter. So I did a lot of work with the media and sharing the story of Oconomowoc FFA. We are the last FFA chapter in Waukesha County. So it's a very urban area, and we're still trying to keep that connection to agriculture strong, even with the more urban audience we have.
Yeah, that's hard for us to believe out here in the rural area, because each of our area high schools have really strong FFA chapters.
Yes, and it is unfortunate to see that shift towards a more urban type of thing going on in Oconomowoc, but our FFA chapter, I've recently visited with them, and they are still going strong, and I think they've got about 30 students enrolled in the program, and so they're doing really well. They've put up a new greenhouse since I graduated in 2019, so I know that they are doing well.
Did you go to National FFA at that time?
I went to the National FFA convention my senior year, and then I also was able to go. I'm a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course program, and I was in the last class before they canceled the program in 2022, and I went on behalf of that program to speak about UW-Madison. So I've been to National FFA convention twice.
Okay. Yes. And when you were there, were you involved in Babcock Hall and all of the ice cream and things like that that we think of when we go there?
Yes. So during my time in my bachelor's degree at UW-Madison, I just recently graduated in May with my degree in life sciences communications. I was involved in the Babcock House Student Cooperative, which is the house that was founded by Dr. Stephen Babcock when he was there as a professor. When he passed away, he willed his house to the university to be used for low-income agricultural students. And so I was able to really be a part of the big dairy history that is there at UW-Madison. And of course, I would stop at the Babcock Dairy Store whenever I had time in between classes.
I don't blame you. Tell me about the contest, the Alice in Dairyland pageant, and what were some of the things that you had to do to be maybe even selected to be on the final four or five that night?
Yes, so Alice, well, she has roots in pageantry, and you know, I wear the tiara and sash. That's just part of the tradition of the Alice in Dairyland program. The modern day Alice is a public relations and marketing communications professional, and so the process to become Alice, they say, is the most rigorous but rewarding job interview you'll have in your whole life. It's about a 5 to 6 month process. I began my application in January, had a preliminary interview, was eventually accepted as one of the top six candidates, and I was announced at a press briefing in early March. The next 2 to 3 months are spent, you know, getting ready, learning more about the Alice in Dairyland program, how to be the best agricultural advocate you can be, and learning about the program partners. And then in May, we have the 3-day partially public job interview. This year, it was in Door County, so that was a lot of fun. There was some industry tours, media visits, and public speeches. And then at the end of that, the 77th Alice was selected, and that was me.
That is crazy. What were some of the things that they would ask you in a job interview setting, so to speak?
Lots of questions about, okay, so if somebody comes up to you at a county fair, how would you respond to this question? Or what are your passions in agriculture? Why do you want to be in the position of Alice? And so there's a lot that goes into becoming Alice and getting to perform that role, because as the official ambassador of agriculture for the state of Wisconsin, you never know what question is coming through the door.
I know you were probably well versed in it, but you're probably learning something every day. Do some of the products that are produced in Wisconsin, when you find out more about that, does it surprise you?
Yes, there's so much more than dairy in America's Dairyland. I'm really proud to be an ambassador not only for our dairy and cheese products, but also for beef cattle, swine, hogs, and Christmas trees, cranberries. We're a high producer in corn and ethanol, and so there's so much here within Wisconsin, and I'm very proud to be able to showcase that diversity all across our state.
You've already started a little bit of a whirlwind tour. Is that kind of laid out for you month by month where you're going to go?
Yes and no. You know, some things we add to the calendar day of. I love impromptu visits. I just dropped in at Organic Valley this morning, kind of unannounced. So that's kind of fun. Other things like the State Fair are planned every year. We always know Alice is going to be at State Fair. Alice is going to be at this event. Alice will be at that event. I'm really excited to be at World Dairy Expo in October and, you know, doing our campaigns. That's kind of mapped out for me. But a lot of it is also flexible. I get to do different things. Each Alice is a little bit different.
So State Fair is coming up too. Are you there several days?
I will be there all 11 days from August 1st through the 11th. If anyone sees me in my TRN sash, wave me down. I'm happy to say hi and take pictures.
So you're walking through the grounds and, you know, being there for the beef shows and the dairy shows and all
that? Yep.
So
I'm excited to get to speak with junior exhibitors. I'll also be found in Dairy Lane twice a day. Oh, actually, you know what? Three times a day. I'll be there for about an hour visiting with fairgoers. I'll also be doing a cow milking demonstration and a goat milking demonstration. And so I'm very excited to kind of get to really meet and talk with those fairgoers who have those more urban backgrounds and show them that agriculture is for everyone in the state of Wisconsin.
So you can relate, Haley, because you didn't grow up on a farm. There are a lot of the people that are coming through the fair that have probably never been around dairy animals.
Yes. For me, growing up, the fair was how I was able to get involved with the agriculture industry. I remember sitting in those metal bleachers watching the milking demonstrations, and then eventually I got to do them, and now I get to lead them, which is very exciting and very full circle for me. I also love getting to work with those youth exhibitors and showcase their projects, because there's so much hard work into it that we don't even realize happens behind the scenes. And that is, for a lot of people, their only exposure to swine or beef or dairy.
What is your favorite State Fair food, by the way?
Oh, boy. I get asked this question a lot, and it is a really hard answer, but I would have to say probably the cream puffs. You know, a great cream puff starts with great Wisconsin dairy, and so when we're eating those cream puffs at the State Fair, we're also supporting our state's 6,000 dairy farmers. 95% of those farms are family-owned.
It's interesting because we hear all the time about some new wild concoctions and foods and fried this and fried that, but I think the cream puff is kind of the staple, isn't it?
Cream puff is a classic, and as Alice, I'm very excited I'll get to be taking a tour of the cream puff pavilion and getting to make some of those classic, iconic cream puffs, and there's also, I think, a celebrity cream puff eating contest that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, you get to be involved in that, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So what about goals for the year? Do you set goals?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of things that I want to hit while I'm Alice. Some of them are a little silly, like, oh, I want to tour this farm or that farm. And some of them are some bigger goals for the program in general. I'm really working hard on expanding our social media reach. I love what Ashley did with the program, expanding us into new media markets and doing a lot with TV and radio. And I'm really looking at expanding how we can reach people outside of the state of Wisconsin with social media.
Right, exactly, because I think that becomes more apparent as time goes by that's how you reach, especially the younger people, isn't it?
Yes, and this year, Ashley did a lot. We expanded, especially on Facebook. We have 17,000 followers. If you don't follow Alice in Dairyland, you should on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. But I think we could get a lot more followers on Instagram. I'm working on doing more video content, which is very popular right now.
It's a one-year program, and I know talking to Ashley recently, too, that year goes by pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been, you know, only 2 weeks or so, and it's been very fast already.
During the month of July, we're celebrating ice cream. That's a fan favorite of a lot of folks, isn't it?
Yes, July is National Ice Cream Month. This was started in 1984 by President Ronald Reagan as a way to really celebrate that start of summer. You know, the heat's turning up, so let's get some ice cream out of the freezers and cool down. And when we are eating local Wisconsin ice cream, there's 46 dairy plants in Wisconsin producing frozen dairy and novelty products. And when we're supporting those dairy plants, we're also supporting our state's dairy farmers.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I also get asked this question a lot, and it is also very hard. For the last few weeks, I've been eating ice cream every single day, and I'll tell you, every day goes by, it gets harder and harder to pick a new flavor off the menu. I really love any flavors that involve fruit. I love Blue Moon. You know, that's a big Midwest favorite. Anything that has nuts or caramel or chocolate, really delicious. But honestly, the cherry on the sundae for me is a homemade fresh waffle cone.
There you go. Now, here's my pet peeve when I order ice cream is I love it again with nuts. So many times they're not salted. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why that is, Haley, because it's the sweet and the salt that's why you add nuts to ice cream.
Yeah. Speaking of sweet and salty, I just got to try a brand new flavor down at the University of Platteville. They are working on a maple bacon ice cream, which is a great way to combine our love for swine and ice cream. And it was delicious.
I bet. So there's some salty with the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bet that's delicious.
It was very good.
Yeah. So there's, I didn't realize that Platteville had flavors like that.
Yeah, they have their own creamery as well. So if you're over on this side of the state, Platteville's a great way to support the dairy industry. You know, Babcock and Madison and River Falls too, our other agricultural campus way up north, also has their own creamery.
Right. So then you're going to be learning about, again, products all over the state. We aren't too far away from the Warren's Cranberry Festival.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that as well.
I bet you'll be there.
Oh, I will be, yes.
Lots of parades along the way, too.
And I know I have a couple, for sure. I have one coming up on Labor Day weekend in Crawford County. That's the host county for next year's Allison Dairyland Finals. And so, yeah, hopefully I'll be seeing you guys in some parades and stuff throughout the year.
Yeah, I heard that. Crawford County will be the site of the Alice contest next year. So we'll be hearing a lot about it because that's in our listing area.
Yes, absolutely.
Too. Where were you crowned this year?
This was in Door County.
Door County. Yeah, that's not a hard place to travel to either, is it?
No, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I had never been to Door County before the Alice Finals, and getting to see just how different it is geographically from where I was from. And I can say exactly the same about Crawford. You know, I'm a flatlander over in Oconomowoc. And so the Driftless area is just gorgeous. And in these areas where they're so geographically different, they can have so many different types of agriculture. You know, for Door County, as an example, they have those cherries because of the wind off the lake. They have a bit of a different climate than we have, you know, in other parts of the state. Here, apples really thrive down in this corner of the state.
They do. I've said it before, when you get to Door County, sometimes, you know, you close your eyes, it's hard to realize that that's Wisconsin.
Yes, it almost feels like you're on the East Coast
sometimes. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of our state, I think, is a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, you know, in our geography and in our agriculture industries.
Most definitely. So in terms of recipes, do you have any specialties?
Yes, so the recipe I'm featuring this month is a blueberry no-churn mascarpone ice cream. So mascarpone cheese, for those unfamiliar, it's a little like cream cheese, a little sweeter, kind of more decadent. With that, you're going to mix some sweetened condensed milk, heavy whipping cream, and I like to flavor with blueberries, but you could do chocolate syrup, you could do Oreo cookies, freeze, scoop, you're ready to enjoy. I've tried some crazy foods that I wouldn't expect cheese to be in while I've started as Alice, and I found that it doesn't super affect the flavor, but that texture change is what we're really looking for. And this becomes really rich and creamy, kind of like a cheesecake.
Ah, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. So are you going to be doing a different recipe each month then?
I think with each campaign, we kind of look at a different recipe. I know looking forward, like we work with Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers. And so we do something with potatoes, usually around like Super Bowl time. And so, yeah, we'll have some different recipes throughout the year that I'll be featuring.
Now, you mentioned cheese. I like cheese on my apple pie.
I have heard that. Yeah. I have not tried it yet.
Yeah, I would suggest that.
Yes.
And there are some apple pies where they actually have the cheese baked right in with the crust, too.
Really? That sounds delicious. Yeah. I will have to try that next time I see it.
That's a tip for me there, so for what it's worth. So if anybody is listening and they're interested in having you visit, are they able to maybe have you visit their schools and things like that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of school visits this fall. I love working with our youth. If you'd like to get Alice involved in your event, event or at your school, you can visit AliceInDairyland.com, or you can email datcapalice@wisconsin.gov. That's DATCP Alice@wisconsin.gov.
I know Ashley had a chance to travel. I think maybe even went overseas. Is that in the plans for you too, Haley?
I'm really hoping so. I'm not sure yet. There's nothing on the books. But yes, Ashley did get to go to China to represent Wisconsin ginseng, which is a really exciting opportunity for her. Although, you know, every year is different as Alice, and I've already gotten a number of wonderful opportunities to get to do something that not everyone gets to do. And so I'm really looking forward to all the possibilities for this year.
You work your home base out of Madison then, is that correct?
Yes. Most nights I'm home in Madison. As much as I can get home and sleep in my own bed as possible, I try. But about half the time I'm on the road overnight. And yeah, I stay in a hotel or with some family, and I get to really enjoy the area and kind of see more of the community in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's probably the best way when you stay overnight in some of these communities and
yes.
kind of learn more about
yep.
them.
Last night I was overnight in La Crosse and I got to stop by the Pearl. If you're up that direction, I highly recommend it. I was told by some former Alices, if you're going to stay in La Crosse, you have to go to the Pearl. It's a 1930s themed ice cream parlor. They make all their ice cream themselves and they have those homemade waffle cones I was raving about.
Ooh.
And so it really is worth the stop. There was a line out the door on just a Wednesday night at like 7 p.m. So you can tell it was going to be delicious.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of neat to learn about some of those mom and pop places, isn't it?
Yes, my favorite places to stop are those really local, only in Wisconsin, only in that small town kind of places to stop by.
Yes, we're very fortunate. Looking ahead now, I know there's a lot going through your mind. You got a year to plan, but have you made plans for the future where you'd like to land in terms of a career, Haley?
I am putting my whole heart and soul towards being Alice right now. I'm only a few weeks in, and so I'm really excited to keep going through this year. I'm definitely keeping an open mind. My background's in the dairy industry, but I'm blessed as Alice to be able to learn about all the agriculture in Wisconsin, and I'm definitely very open-minded towards what industry I'll end up in the end. I am very passionate about social media marketing, and I also enjoy crisis communications. So when the worst of the worst happens, how do we communicate that to the public in a way that doesn't induce panic, and we can show that we are doing the best we can to fix an issue?
Awesome. That sounds like a question you might have had at the pageant there, you know?
Yes, it's definitely one of those things like, oh, why are farmers doing this? Or when this happened in my community, why was it treated this way? And it's great to be able to kind of clear up any misconfusion or misunderstanding with the public.
It's amazing, too. Speaking of our dairy industry, how many farms are family-owned still?
Yes, about 95 to 96% of farms are family-owned in Wisconsin.
That's crazy.
It's yeah. wonderful.
We want to keep that tradition alive, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's all about bringing those young people into the agriculture industry. You know, even if a family farm doesn't necessarily have sons or daughters to take the farm over, I have definitely seen people apprentice into farms. And then eventually it's passed down that way and it gets passed into a new family. That's a great way for those first generation farmers out there to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Great to see cows on grass this time of year.
And yes, I know. Else. Especially in Crawford County, they do a lot of the pasture-based with their cattle. It's very exciting to see the cows outside frolicking around. I love the nice weather.
No
I'm
doubt.
Sure they do, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, too. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of summertime in Wisconsin,
oh,
isn't
yes.
it? Good. Well, thanks for stopping by and seeing us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
We hope you'll come back from time to time when you're driving through the area. And
definitely, definitely.
Great. And share with us some more recipes, too.
So. Absolutely. I will bring some next time as well.
Can people find those recipes online anywhere?
Yes. So for my recipe I'm featuring this month, you can find that at wisconsincheese.com. They'll also have some other recipes on there featuring Wisconsin dairy. And you can learn more about the stories behind the dairy products you're buying. If you'd like to participate from home, you can also make sure to look for that Proudly Wisconsin Dairy seal on all of your dairy products to ensure that you are buying genuine Wisconsin dairy.
Great tip there. And curd, too. That's a general favorite for all of us, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I love cheese curds.
At room temperature. You know,
yep.
Don't
you got to get that squeak, right?
Yeah, get the squeak. That's a tip from Alice. Well, Haley, so nice to meet you. Continued success to you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Haley Heinzel, the 77th Alice in Dairyland, joining us on the morning show today.